Jack of News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 23, Polokwane 24, Rustenburg 26 degrees. The Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, Thandi Modise, says measures have been put in place to protect public facilities that are going to be used as voting stations in May. South Africans are heading to the polls next month. Justice, Crime Prevention and Security Cluster Ministries briefed the media on the state of residence or readiness for the elections.
In addition, the Criminal Matters Amendment Act of 2015 states that any person who tampers with or damages essential infrastructure is guilty of a criminal offence.
The Gauteng Health Department is warning that ongoing attacks on paramedics during emergencies will have lasting repercussions for communities. A man was recently sentenced to 15 years imprisonment for kidnapping, assault and hijacking four emergency services officials in July last year. The department spokesperson, Motale Modiba, says this conviction sends a strong message to criminals who are targeting healthcare workers when they are discharging their duties. On to other crime-related matters, Tshwane police conducted several crime prevention operations over the weekend, resulting in the arrest of over 500 suspects. They were arrested for various offences ranging from murder, rape, armed robbery and gender-based violence. Police spokesperson Jan van Dijk says additionally 31 undocumented immigrants were detained for deportation pending the conclusion of legal processes.
A total of 668 persons and 298 vehicles were inspected, with 5 vehicles checked for stolen status. 9 persons were arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. 28 premises were searched during this operation, which resulted in the arrest of 2 suspects for the theft, of which one suspect can be positively linked to a case reported in Cullinan in 2023.
South African Airways has resumed its Johannesburg to Perth flights, marking its return across the Indian Ocean post-COVID-19. The flights will connect 40,000 more passengers per year in each direction between Perth and Johannesburg. The 9.5-hour flights will operate 3 times a week, with flights from Johannesburg departing Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays, and flights from Perth will take off on Mondays, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And in news abroad, at least 4 people have been killed and dozens more injured after multiple tornadoes wreaked havoc in Oklahoma in the US. Extensive damage was caused in the town of Sulphur, with flattening buildings, vehicles being thrown into the air and roofs ripped off from houses. A 4-month-old baby is among those who died. Hospitals across the states reported about 100 injuries. I'm Chanel September, net weer die hoofnuusste eer. Die minister van verdediging, Thandi Modise, sê daar's maatreëls in plek om openbare fasiliteite te beskerm tydens die verkiesings in Mei.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.